The grind is at peak time, Eric. This is it, man. We missed last week. I was in El Paso. Turned into some craziness. My kids got sick. We're in the hospital all week. But despite all that, the grind is back as promised for this week. This is the final week to get into the playoffs. Eric, we are sitting right now at 17-9, number two. The goal is pretty simple, I think, for me. Where are you at for right now? What's the goal here for you?
Well, we do have that little green check mark next to our team name, so we are in the playoffs, thank goodness.
Officially. Playoffs? We are officially in the playoffs. To me, the goal is simple. We got to earn this bye. Whatever it takes, we got to earn this bye.
Yeah, we need Castle Black to lose, which looks like he's not going to lose, or we just need to outscore him, but he's got a pretty solid squad there. So
yeah, we'll get into and you know what? Let's go ahead and just, you know, listen, man, this is heavy lifting shit right here. As you can see, this is the big time week. And let's go ahead and get into the league as you were talking here. So one of the things for me, when you just look at the standings, right, we got three teams, 17-9. So as much as I'd love the one seed, and I mean, obviously you'd prefer the one, if anything.
Oh, yeah. One thing before you go on, I made this league like the NFL playoffs, so it's the top seven playoffs. Yep. So there's only one bye.
One bye,
so
exactly.
Two plays seven, three plays six, four plays five in the first round.
Yep, and that's why, as we get back up to here, as you were talking, it's so critical to try to get the points ahead of Castle Black. I think, what does he have us by right now, though? For the total, he's got us by 45 roughly. So yeah, it's a tall order in 1 week. It definitely is a tall order. He also has a cakewalk of a matchup this week, so it's likely going to take a tsunami performance from our team. He has also got a great start. Does he have Gibbs going?
Yeah.
Oh no, he's got nope. He's got the Williams, Javonte, and J-Mo. Okay, so.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and get through the beginning, though. There's three teams at 17-9. If we don't get the first seed, we go into the remaining six. So for our standard lineup, though, Eric, is there any discussion at this point for you? I think there's probably maybe one for me, but I feel pretty good about the majority of our lineup at the moment, but we do have some discussion probably here.
Yeah, I think our first discussion is our super flex spot.
Unfortunately, as much as I hate to admit this, I'm 1,000% with you. That is the talk of everything. I mean, Eric, I have a team that won last year. And in my head, it's like, I have depth and everything, but I'm like, I don't really need much to go my way for me to compete. Because Lamar and Saquon were so great. And Saquon's not that great. And Lamar's, I mean, not that great would be a complete understatement. Take a look at my guy's game log here. If you haven't been, you know, if you've been under a rock, dude, Lamar is among the worst quarterbacks the last 3 weeks. I mean, he's probably the equivalent of J.J. McCarthy, to be honest with you, these last fucking 3 weeks for fantasy.
Yeah.
Obviously,
he's definitely cost us the first seed for sure. So, we should have had it locked up by now.
Yeah, if he was even, you know, half of his normal self, I would agree. Now, so let me ask you this. To me, the fear is obviously that, you know, the week you sit him, he gets back to right. But I think at this point, he's a pretty easy sit for Stafford the way he's been playing.
Let's do it. Put Stafford in. I'm good with
it. Yeah. Because, and I'll tell you, to me, the reason I would have probably, like, leaned Lamar is because he was so safe as a rusher and then his upside's there. But when you take a look at Stafford, man, his floor maybe isn't the highest, but it's been better than Lamar's, and he has a damn high ceiling of his own. If you take a look here, what does he get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of his last 9 starts, he's a top 10 quarterback. So I mean, as far as ceiling goes, it's pretty easy for me. All right, so that was the one discussion. I think the only other one would potentially be in a flex, potentially. So where are you at here for the rest of our lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I like everybody else. We have Jacobs, Chase Brown's our running backs, Rashee, T. Higgins, A.J. Brown at receiver, Zach Ertz at tight end, James Cook, Ken Walker, and then Bashaud Tootin and Zonovan Knight are currently our flexes.
Exactly.
I mean, The only other guy I would maybe throw in there, I guess, would maybe be Tez Johnson over somebody, but I think that's it.
Yeah, Tez Johnson was going to be the conversation for me, too. Rashid Shaheed, let me just tell you, again, this is like... It's crazy because typically when you get a trade, right, that happens toward the deadline from a team that's completely out of the mix, like the Saints, you're like, okay, this is a good thing for your player. Rashid Shaheed has come to be fucking irrelevant right now. I mean, he's not even in the discussion anymore, it feels like. He's just... Snapshare is gross. Look at that Snapshare since being moved. Look at that.
Yeah. Other than the Rams, they haven't played anybody good, though. They've blown out Arizona. They blew out Tennessee. Minnesota wasn't even a game last week. So, like, they haven't even, like, really played anybody yet. And it might be the same again this week against Atlanta. Like, they can just smoke Atlanta.
For sure. I would say, I mean, I agree with that. To me, I would be more willing to play him if we're saying he's getting snaps that are meaningful. But he's extremely part-time. Like, it's hard to start someone that's not getting at least 60% of snaps. Yeah. So, to your point, I think it's Tez, if we were going to go anywhere.
Tez, or I think Chig you can put in there, too. If you go his last 5 weeks, it's been about 10 points every game besides for that Chargers game.
Yeah, honestly, with the tight end premium here, I think you bring up a good point. So, I think Chig or Tootin probably still where I lean, just because with Tez Johnson, I think, again, the snap share went down. Godwin's presence being back now might cap a little bit of the Tez Johnson experience that we were kind of getting used to. So, where do you lean here with Tootin and with Chig? The one thing I'll say is, unfortunately, man, it's crazy to see this, right? If you look, if you're... just listen, but if you're looking, if you can see it, week 11, right? He gets 15 carries and a touchdown. It looked like he was potentially going to be in like a at least a 50-50 timeshare the way that the splits were going. He gets hurt in the late third. It's so funny. It's like a blip on the map. You almost don't even notice the snap share bump of like 2%. But this kid, for whatever reason, can't get above about a quarter of the game snaps. So he's the upside play in a way. And that's what I say we lean trying to get the bye, but I don't even know if that's the case just because of the snap share he's getting, man.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, he played Arizona and Tennessee the last 2 weeks.
So with a fucking huge upside. Yeah. Exactly. Those are two huge upside players. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to putting somebody else in there if you want to. If you think Chig is just a safer play, I'm good with that.
Well, let me ask you this. Right now, from our team, I just don't see anybody that really fits this bill. I think the person we should be putting in our lineup is the person that gives us the absolute most upside to try to get close to the bye. I just don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Is it Chig? I mean, just on your... Maybe he gets his first touchdown? Like, this is the thing. He's getting 10 points with no touchdowns on the season.
Yeah.
The only problem is that it's a little bit snowy. It's nothing crazy.
The one thing, too, with Tootin is he is the goal line back.
Right.
Like, they don't even put ETN in there. So, I say we could probably... stick with Tootin.
Okay.
Let me look here. Yeah, Ollie Gordon I don't trust. Golden's just coming back.
No.
Elijah Arroyo I don't trust. So, yeah, I think...
If we don't trust Lamar, we don't trust fucking Shoddy B. Yeah, I think we... All right, you convinced me. Let's go,
Tootin. You know how many times I've thought about just dropping Rashad Bateman and just seeing if you even noticed?
What a waste of talent, man. I had so much hopes for this fucking guy across all these years, and he just keeps letting us down. I mean, year after year, this guy.
He's awful.
Hard to see. Okay, well, pretty easy discussion. We swap in Stafford, and we leave the rest of the lineup intact. Then we'll get to our matchup here. So, shit-talking Metro. It's funny, speaking of shit-talking, he's going to get in the playoffs, I believe. But I don't even want to say that's a lock because, you know, he's playing us in 14 and 12. We got three people at the 6, the 7, and the 8. So the shit-talking for Metro, I don't think it's quite as much as it used to be, but he's still got a good team. So we got Dak Prescott, Jacobs, Chase Brown, Rashi Rice, T. Higgins, A.J. Brown, Zach Ertz, James Cook, Kenneth Walker, Bashaw Tootin, Bam Knight, and now Matthew Stafford in the super flex spot. On the other end, we got Danny Dimes, Jonathan Taylor, Woody Marks. We got JSN, Igbuka, Zay Flowers, Goddard at the tight end. Roma Dunze is out of the lineup, so you're going to want to get somebody else in there.
No, that's okay. Leave him in there.
I mean, by all means, leave him in there, you know. Let's see if he even has anything worth a... Wow. I guess you're going to have to go Gesicki. Times are tough over in the shit-talking Metro bench. We got Isaiah Likely. Damn, you got Likely and Gesicki and flexes. That's kind of tough. Devin Neal, though, is a nice little boost with the Kamara injury right now. Kamani yep. Vidal and then Jaden Daniels is actually, you know, making an appearance here. So we will see how that goes. They play Minnesota. I like what I'm seeing for our matchup here, but where are you at with this game?
Yeah, I like our matchup. I said that a couple weeks ago too, and we lost.
That's so, fair.
Yeah, hopefully we do okay here. Hopefully Castle Black stumbles a little bit and we're able to, I think our two best chances is to either outscore him by 50 points or whatever it is, or we win both of our games and he loses to the median. I think that's our best hope.
Definitely, if he loses to the median, we have a real shot. Let's go ahead then and just get into the matchup here. So we got next one is you know, a game that's not super relevant because Gimme Locks basically is a lock to lose. So Zach Willard probably is going to get the easy win here, which means shit talking Metro, you lose two games, you will be behind Willard very likely. Castle Black in Fresh Grub. Let's go ahead and go over this matchup here. You know, Fresh Grub's one of these teams that's like, he's not a complete zero, but he's not likely to give you a win. So to your point, we probably need the median. He's got, you know, Emmanuel Wilson in the lineup right now, Jordan Mason, Tajay Spears. So Castle Black's likely to win that matchup itself. But let's go over just his starters for the week. We got Jordan Love, Kyren Williams, Javonte Williams, Michael Wilson. Michael Wilson, when Marv is out, has also been low-key electric. Money. Yeah.
They also have Dortch just got put on IR. So he's out. Marvin Harrison's out. So, like, they're, like, bringing up people from the practice squad. The Xavier Weaver's out. So, like, yeah,
oh,
they're...
Oh, sheesh. Yeah, they're it's like, going to be consolidated really targets between Michael Wilson and fucking Trey McBride, and they're going to get all of it.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey, he's also got J-Mo in the books for 17.7. Good week from him. Brock Bowers, when he gets going, man, it can be dangerous at his tight end. Dalton Schultz, Juwan Johnson, and Harold Fannin. So I'm coming at you with a quadruple tight end spot right here. Travis Etienne, as your point was about Bashaw Tutte, and we're hoping he continues to stay the goal line back. No Etienne tutties. And then Bo Nix to round out a super flex spot. So a pretty damn good team from Castle. Pretty well rounded. The flexes probably are a little more of a floor. But because of the tight end premium, it's also like he's not likely to dud at the same time there.
Right.
Chill Will is playing CM Frank. So this is a really interesting matchup because CM Frank's team was the clear one for a while. And now his team's teetering a little bit. And Chill Will is fighting for his fucking life right now. So
he's the 8 seed, but I mean, he gets two wins here. He can sneak in.
Yeah, because we play Shit Talking Metro at the 6, who's the other 14 and 12 team. So let's go over this matchup here for sure. CJ Stroud, Aaron Jones, Bucky Irving. Amon Ross St. Brown already in at 15.4. Got Jerry Jeudy, Michael Pittman to round out the receivers. Tyler Warren is in at the tight end spot. Trey Tucker, Smitty, Genty, Troy Franklin, and Jalen Hurts. I'll be honest with you, man. That's a damn good team. That's a really damn good team. Mm-hmm. On the other end, we got CM Frank. He's got Tyrod Taylor in at the quarterback. Swift, Jalen Warren. He's got BTJ, Justin Jefferson, Quentin Johnson, Mark Andrews, Deebo Samuel, Travis Kelce. London is out, so if you're hearing this, CM Frank, I'm sure you'll check your lineup, I hope, anyway. You'll get someone in there. The one thing is there's really not much on this bench. Oh, he does have Mechie. And you know what? Mechie and Tyrod Taylor stack is what you're going to be relying on. Oh, shit, man. Okay.
Imagine saying that at the beginning of the year.
Fuck. That doesn't sound great, right, for your playoff lives. But Chris Rodriguez has been decent. And then T-Law in the super flex spot. So that should be a pretty decent matchup when you add in Mechie's points, or K-Dotton was the other option potentially for him. Chill Will off to a good start and looking like the favorite, but not by, you know, definitely not a landslide there. The rest of the game is probably not all that significant. We got Rippin versus Tim H. And Hillbillies is playing. Actually, this is a pretty good matchup here. Hillbillies versus Brad. Definitely a good matchup here. So that's gonna really round out the matchups, though, man. Listen, we're fighting for essentially, when you look at it, right? I think Tim H is probably, just because he's got to jump two spots, going to be out of it. But I think you got these three guys, right? Super Buff Cherry, so Shit Talking Metro, Zach Willard, and Chill Will, all very much in this mix at the six and seven spot. And then we will see what happens with the bye between myself, Castle Black, between obviously me and E, Castle Black and Hillbillies, 17 and 9. CM Frank would need a lot to happen, but I wouldn't necessarily count him out if everything breaks his way.
Yeah, and this league has been crazy all year long. Like, everyone's been, like, close, super close all year long. So I just kind of expect the unexpected, honestly.
Yeah, I expect chaos is exactly right. So that's going to be it, man. And we will continue, obviously, the grind through the playoffs. But it has been a hell of a regular season, and we're going to have a hell of a finish here, man. 4 days until the playoffs start.
Yeah, it's already here. So hopefully everyone's been preparing their rosters. I know I just did a America's game this week on basically preparing your roster. So if you didn't check that out, check that out. It's here, man. It's playoff time.
Let's get to it, man. Playoffs. The playoffs are here. Ready or not, here we come. Appreciate you guys. We will be back here same time, same place next week for the grind. We're out of here. Peace.
That's it.